we've got a very, very special event going on Saturday. It's going to be amazing. It's called Towerbos Trails Festival. And to tell me more about it, it is the man behind it. He's known as Mr. African overseas, still to this day. Couple of grey hairs now. It wasn't so grey when he started out. Money Amon in the studio with me. Money, thanks for joining me. It's so lucky to talk to you. And you're all smiles, man. This looks like a great new project.
Dion, thank you, man. And thank you to the listeners out there. Yeah. As if I don't have enough on my plate, I'm happy to take on something else or something new.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. It's been coming probably three years long. So the
owner, you've been thinking about it for that kind of long, and then you obviously had to find premises and all that.
No, right? So what happened is, the owner of the property actually approached me, and he said he wanted to have something similar to IJG Trails, you know.
Yeah.
And because he's got the piece of land, so the land is probably 515 hectares, and he wanted to have trails there, you know. So that's how it all started. And then, you know, I started building some trails for him, and then COVID, I think that was just after COVID or before COVID, can't remember, but, you know, then everything fell flat, and he then had other plans with the property for the past two and a half years, and that didn't work out. And then, you know, the owner approached me again in October last year and said, if I don't want to take out this venture, because we still believe that it's something special. And then it took me a day to decide, and like I said, that was just before the Nedbank Desert Dash, and then I had to make quick decisions, and there I was, you know, signed the contract for the property and started building trails.
It's amazing stuff. Of course, the moment when I spoke to a friend of mine who's into the cycling thing as well, the moment he said a set of trails and so on, he said, okay, if money's building it, then you know. If he says it'll be mild, it'll be mild. It'll be for the overweight duck guys like me. And if he says it's hardcore, it's money hardcore, which means then you're going to have to know what you're doing. And that's, of course, what makes it challenging.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, we've got awesome trails at IJG. But, you know, Namibia is a big place. And, I mean, I think it's time to have something different out there. And, and for people to have a choice to do something. And, you know, when we started out, so Jacques Reifenbach, you know, he was the trail builder at IJG. And then he left. He went to Walvis Bay and did some stuff there, but I didn't see him as a guy at the coast, so I made him an offer to come back to Windhoek. And now he's employed by me, and, you know, so he's putting the trails out there. And I said to him, you know, Jacques, so we want mild, moderate trails for Joe Average to be able to ride it. And, you know, we've been busy with four trail builders, so it's Jacques and three people that's working on
it. And it's a mission. I mean, it's a mission to build trails, because, you know, you got to think ahead. It's not just a case of come down here and suddenly there's a rock face. You got to go back.
That's what makes trail building. You know, there's people, if they can do it, they build the Olympics year after year after year, you know. So, and Jacques has got that eye. I mean, and everybody that's been to the trails is giving the guy 100% hands up, because the trails are flowy.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got a piece of mountain there and you need to make something out of it. So, I mean, I'm amazed. So every time I have to pay the salary, I'm not happy. And then every time I see the trails, you know, I'm happy again.
I'm actually underpaying him, but we won't tell him.
You know, so I mean, it's just amazing what the guys are doing there. And I mean, every time I go out there, I get goosebumps of what the guys are ripping out of the bush, you know.
Basically, a piece of virgin bush there. And then, of course, they have to make trails and all of that. 100%. They obviously have to be marked as well, so that, you know, when you're running, the trail runners will tell you, you know, if it's well marked, it's always a pleasure to run them. Later on, you get to know them. But obviously, with bikes, you're going so much faster. You need to be able to think ahead.
Yeah.
So that obviously is also part of it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, so the trails are marked. So, I mean,
yeah.
They're not named, so I mean that's something that I'm working on. So, I will name them. I will give them numbers, and eventually I will probably put them out there, and then people can rent them. You know, so you can rent a trail for a year or 2 years, and then you pay a rent. So
yeah, and you put your name on the
trail is or how long it is.
Yeah,
that will have a fee for a year.
Yeah,
and then it will be called Money's Trail or Dion's Trail or
MTC's or Trail MTC or whatever, you
know.
It, right?
So I mean, that's how I want to get some funding back, because the trail building is expensive. So I mean, it's all what we started off is cutting the grass, but you know, then they start growing again. So now we're taking it out, and by taking it out, it's much smoother.
Sure.
And they won't grow again.
You know? You can't grass pole. That's coming the whole through thing. All the time.
So there's no grass pole. And,
those have to,
and,
but they have to be taken out by hand.
They have
literally,
to be taken out by hand, you know.
So, it's a tedious process. Okay, but I need two more things we have to talk about. Firstly, where is it? Now, the other ones are very close to town. We're talking about Yellowstone and IJG. And that, of course, for some people is a huge convenience. But for other people, it's like it gets very congested because a lot of people, it's very close by. Quickly pop in the car and go over there. This is a little bit further, but I think it'll be a little bit more selective. So we go northwards, right? You go to Danville-Yun, that direction.
Well, Danville-Yun is actually west, so we go west.
Oh, we're going westward. Okay,
we're going west, yeah. So Tony Rust, I mean, for the people that know where Tony Rust is, the racing track, so there's the...
Just after that is the roadblock, right?
So the roadblock is that Tony Rust, and 6 kilometers after the roadblock, on the right-hand side, you see a little caravan, and you'll see there's still an old signature Tour Boss.
Yeah,
and there's a gate. If the gate is open, it means the trails are open. So if the gates are closed, then it means...
And you can turn around right there and check the times.
Exactly. I mean, that's 6 kilometers from the roadblock. From my shop in town, it's 15 kilometers. So
you obviously cycle out there being the guy that you are.
Yeah, well, I mean, that'll come back. So I used to do it, but now, you know, going quickly out there, taking stuff out or doing a test run or whatever.
It's not far at all, right?
For Namibia, that's not far.
Oh, okay. But the nice thing about that, I just drove that road not 2 days ago. And of course, the nice thing about it is that is all the cyclists know it already. That's the matchless route that you take, the tar road for the street guys who do a lot of climbing. It's quite a tough road section that. So off-road, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, you see, I mean, so the idea behind it all is, you know, so for the guys that want to do a lot of training, they can cycle out there. Depends how far they want. They can go past Danville-Yun up to Matchless, turn around and then come back and then do some trail riding.
Yeah.
And then what's nice, I mean, there's a restaurant and there's like a swimming pool and there's like a braai area and there's ice cold beers.
So it's essentially a day out is what you're saying, right? You can bring the family and spend the day.
100%. So you can make a day out of it.
And speaking of which, we're doing the first day, officially opening it on Saturday, right?
On Saturday, I mean, Tour Boss Festival will take place. The gates will be open at 6:30. Events will start at 7:30. So, I mean, again, it's not a race. It's an event.
Yeah.
It's a time for the people to come out and see the hard work that Jacques and his guys have been putting in the last 5 months. The trails will all be marked. So there's a 25-kilometer route for the extreme. I mean, it doesn't sound a lot, but I think it's about 800 meters of climbing.
Yo, in 25 Ks, you're going to be doing a bit of work, which is good.
It's proper. And then, you know, for the not so fit, we leave out the two big mountains. So it's only 20 kilometers.
Yeah.
The distance is a little bit less, but the climbing is a lot less.
A lot less, yeah.
And then, you know, but we always come back to the lodge, you know. So because it's not a race, you can
take
get off,
time,
you can take a cool drink, you know, you can relax a bit and you can pop into the trails again. And then for the trail runners, you know, because trail running is also a big thing. So, I mean, we will also do, so the trail runners will leave 50 minutes after the runners.
Yeah, so the cyclists get out of the way.
So they get out of the way and they will also be doing the same trail. So they'll be like a 2 kilometer, 7 kilometer or 14 kilometer trail. Or if you're a long distance runner, you can run the whole 25 if you want to.
Yeah, if you really want to. Okay, so gates open at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning.
The gates will open earlier, 6:30, I would say. Yeah.
So when you're there already. Okay, so how far off the road is your start? I mean, and then of course the quality of the road. Can you go there with a sedan with your bike rack on the back?
Sedan is no problem. So I mean, it is a gravel road. I think 800 meters.
Oh, that's not far.
So that's not far. I mean, we've made ample parking there. So I'll go out there now and, you know, just to mark out all the parking where people can park. And then, you know, I'll put up 20,000 rand worth of lucky draws to all the entrants, you know, so they will
be
good.
And this is stuff that's normally in Money's Bike Mecca, okay?
Yeah, well, it will be good. You know, it depends, you know, I mean, I will put out running stuff.
It's always lucky,
stuff.
But I mean, even something like a service voucher, you know, have your bike completely stripped down, rebuilt, checked out. All
you know,
that
always.
Sort of stuff,
I mean, you know, so I'm always up for a thing or two to keep the people interested and happy. And then, it will just be a fun day out there, you know. I mean, Radio Wave will be there, and then we'll have some music, and
it's gonna be awesome.
You know, it's getting hot again, so the pool will be cold and clean, so Lekker. I mean, people can bring a towel.
You always have kids, especially, and some of the older guys will get in this motored van. Guys,
that's the key. And then, I mean, what's really nice? I mean, I think there's like maybe a 200 meter kiddies track that's really made special. So I mean, I would like to share some photos later, but I mean, it's better for the people to come out. So bring the kids. It's got small little berms, small little ramps, so it's like a small little
And that's how you want to start the youngsters.
And we've cleaned all the rocks and everything around it. So, you know, if the kids crash, there's...
They're not going to hurt themselves because that might put them off cycling for the rest of their lives. When they're young, they must have fun.
100%. So they want to keep going. So that's something, you know, Jacques is very into, to give training and give development to the youngsters.
Wow, that's good.
You know, so yeah, that's where we're going to start off with the kids. And then there's some gnarly downhills. But, you know, the real stuff will still come. So like I said, we first had to do the stuff with Joe Average and, you know, so that everybody can do it. And then we will look at some really... difficult, interesting.
And I suppose at some point it would be available if some kind of competitions want to do it or whatever, like they do at IJG Trails now. Sometimes now there can be two different competitions at the same time because you're not going to have clashes, everybody going to one event.
100%, you know. So I'm sure the clubs, that will probably, I mean, some of them have been out there. And so the venue, it's actually ideal for competitions.
Yeah.
Not only for competitions, you know, so what's also ideal is for... year-end functions, birthdays,
it's out of town and all that stuff. So if you make noise, it's not going to be any problem. You guys cater a bit.
Nobody's going to worry.
That's lacking, man. It sounds good. All right. So, and while you're there, ask Money or whoever's there why the restaurant's called Roofy. Okay. It's a good story. Check it out. I've just posted the video that I got on Nova.com. No, Nova. The Facebook page, right? Our Nova Facebook page. Go and check it out. The video's there. And if you haven't been excited and enchanted by what you've heard so far, go and check it out. It's there. It is going to be really good. I'll see you guys there on Saturday morning as well. I'll definitely be there because how can you miss out on this? And it's out of town. It is.
But it's in town.
Yeah, exactly. But it's close. I mean, it's not a day's drive to get there. It literally, 100%. Like you say, 15 Ks from where you start. You go through the roadblock, 6 Ks on, there it is.
Caravan, I mean, what I just want to say, so what I also do is, you know, I'll take a lot of e-bikes that people can then actually test some e-bikes.
Oh, wow.
You know, so if the race is done, you know, so then people can take some e-bikes and go and do some trails with the e-bikes.
Yeah.
Because then there's also animals on the farm, you know. So there's giraffe, there's oryx, kudu, eland, you know. So with the e-bike, if you get to the top of the mountain, you're not as tired as with a normal bike. And you know, you can spot some animals, you know. So that's also something very unique.
That's great to see
trails
as well. All right, so just remember now we can cater for the Kedars as well. Kedar, Mark, Kedar, Kedar. Also, there we go. That's the sound of Money. Hey, Money is, of course, Mr. Namibian, of Mr. African, and he is the man behind, not directly with the trails, but the whole shebang. It is called Tweverbos Trails, and their festival is happening this Saturday from early morning, from 7. The gates will definitely be open, but even earlier than that. So get out there, bring the family, have some fun, go and check it out. I drove past it 2 days ago, and I thought, I wonder what this is. Well, now I know. Can't wait to be there. Money, thanks for spending time with us this morning. And it's going to be great. I think it's a venture that we need. The more place for people to go and spend time on weekends, especially, great stuff.
Thank you very much, Dion. Thank you, listeners.